Acts 2, verses 1 through 21, from the Common English Bible. Pentecost. When Pentecost Day arrived, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound from heaven like the howling of a fierce wind filled the entire house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be individual flames of fire alighting on each one of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak. There were pious Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. When they heard this sound, a crowd gathered. They were mystified because everyone heard them speaking in their native languages. They were surprised and amazed, saying, "Look! Aren't all the people who are speaking Galileans, every one of them? How can they each of us hear them speaking in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, as well as residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the regions of Libya, bordering Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the mighty works of God in our own languages." They were all surprised and bewildered. Some asked each other, "What does this mean?" Others jeered at them, saying, "They're full of new wine." Peter stood with the other 11 apostles. He raised his voice and declared, "Judeans, everyone living in Jerusalem, know this. Listen carefully to my words. These people aren't drunk, as you suspect. After all, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. Rather, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. Quote, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young will see visions. Your elders will dream dreams. Even upon my servants, men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will cause wonders to occur in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and a cloud of smoke. The sun will be changed into darkness, and the moon will be changed into blood before the great and spectacular day of the Lord comes. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved."
Happy Pentecost Day. Woohoo! Yes, so this is a holiday for Christianity, and I love working in interfaith circles and even in ecumenical circles because not everybody celebrates Pentecost, right? Right? So, and then I think we kind of go through phases in Christendom where we holiday that we didn't holiday before, right? So for whatever reason, we have now decided in Christendom that we are going to acknowledge Pentecost. Now, what is Pentecost? Some say it's when it's the beginning of the church. I think we could call this sort of a coming out day. Because if we think back and review the texts that we have been doing up to this point, all the disciples, apostles, are hiding, right? They've been hiding in upper rooms. They've been cowering. They've been saying, "Who's that at the door? Is it really Jesus?" And then today, all of a sudden, 50 days later, we're ready. We're ready to party. And not just with our own, but with everybody near and far. People who don't even speak the same language. So let's think about this for a minute. Pentecost did happen before we Christians claimed it. The reason there's so many people from all over the empire that are there in Jerusalem is because it's 50 days after Passover. And this was a time in Judaism where everyone came to celebrate that they live under the law, that they live in Jewish law. And again, you can look at this as an identity thing, because once again, you are part of this Roman Empire, but we are going to say, but we are Jews in the Roman Empire, or we are people of the book of the Roman Empire, not of Rome. So the holiday already existed. And that got me thinking about law and how we Christians look at biblical law and how law can be lived out. And when we, sometimes we can put law above relationship, which kind of becomes the interesting thing. I know we've all run into it, no matter what religion, just with people we've talked to, right? Getting those conversations. But the blah, blah, blah says, right? That's why Jesus is such an amazing teacher, because he says, yes, the law says this, and I say this. And it is also part of the law, but it says the relationships first. Let me explain in a contemporary way. On one of my travels from Israel back, on a flight coming back from Israel, we had a 7-hour delay. Okay, well, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to get in a conversation with people that are waiting with you, because all of a sudden, you are this very elite club of all of us waiting in the airport for this flight to finally go. And so I and an Orthodox Jewish man decided, let's talk. Let's learn about each other and learn about our tradition and learn about our faith. And he was young, so he didn't have he wasn't wearing a full black outfit with white shirt, but he wore a white shirt and slacks, and he had tassels, which are called tzitzits, and then which... That reminds them of the commandments that they are to follow, which are the same commandments that we have. And then we all have seen the yarmulke, different names, but the hat, and it's supposed to remind you that you're always supposed to have God on your mind. So very good things, right? I think, yes. So we would get into conversations and discussion about how to interpret this and how to interpret that. And he would go, the law says, or tradition says. And then I'd go, but what do you say? And he'd go, well, the law says, tradition says. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting. And then I would say, well, we have sort of an openness of being able to approach the text from our experience. And then he'd go, oh, no, 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 no. And so we just kind of went in and out and over and beyond. And we had a lot of fun. There was no huffing and puffing and walking to the other end of the airport. It was just a lovely conversation of experiencing and approaching the texts from our perspectives and our countries, right? Like we also live in different countries. So that was such a wonderful moment, because that's kind of what's happening here. As you hear the texts, thank you, so well read. That was just beautiful. You hear the text, you hear people are from all over. And another thing about Jewish tradition, Jewish religion, especially in Israel, you know which rabbi you follow by the color of your yarmulke or your hat. So remember how I've said to you before, like when you're in Israel, at least you know where you stand, because you can tell by what people are wearing. Well, it gets that specific there. So you can imagine same thing going on first century Common Era. People, you're going to know who people are by what they wear, by the language they speak, by even the colors that they're using. Question, why do we have red? What does that signify for us as modern-day Christians? The Holy Spirit. hot as fire, ooh la la, right? So that's why we have red. So on that theme. So people are gathered, and look at how the text says. They are not, no one is speaking the same language. I imagine we have a Star Trek interpreter, Mike Kargis, right? We have our Star Trek international interspecies interpreting waiting. People get to speak their own languages, but whatever was blocking us before where we couldn't hear or understand has now been opened up. So it's not just about people speaking, it's about people being able to listen and to hear. Think about that for a second. How many times have maybe we have misunderstood a conversation because we were getting so ready to say what our next statement was going to be? We didn't hear what the person was saying. That's kind of the miracle that's happening this day. People get to be exactly who they are. Some are not even Jewish, right? We hear the Arabs are there too. We hear not, but everybody in this moment, as they are, is invited to experience the Holy Spirit, that which is bigger than all of us, but yet can flow through us. So I call it a coming out day, because we in the weeks to come and in the months to come, and especially for us at Fairview Community Church, OC Pride is actually going to be at the fairgrounds. Right? And we are going to play host to all of the volunteers as they get ready, and it'd be a staging point for them. We are going to offer them hospitality before they go over and offer hospitality to everyone else. Libby and I met with the two organizers, the two leaders of their board and of their staff. And if you want to make someone's face melt or their whole body just swoon, just say, welcome. And that's what happened. Said, here, welcome, welcome. This is for the community. And so from that came, well, maybe we could have this. Maybe we could have a youth summit. Maybe, yes, yes. So that's what this day is all about, Pentecost. It is a day about possibilities. It is a day about what can become. It is a day that puts relationship over the rule of the law and says, as long as I know you are not doing harm, as long as I know you just want to know God, as long as I know that you want to hear me and to hear the voice of God and feel the Holy Spirit, you are welcome as you are. Doesn't matter what color hat you wear, doesn't matter how you identify. You are part of God's loving family, and you are beloved. Amen? Amen. Amen.